Morning, Dr. Mitch.
And a jolly Monday to you, sir.
Yes. Can certain pain medications actually make our pain worse?
No.
Okay.
No, but this is really important. You're going to see a lot of press over the next little while about a study that's going to be presented at a meeting of X-ray doctors. And basically, it looked at the use of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. In English, drugs like ibuprofen or naproxen, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, they go by many different trade names, Voltaren, Diclofenac, all sorts of different names. Now, these medicines reduce inflammation, and they can sometimes irritate your tummy, they can cause kidney and high blood pressure problems, yes. And a lot of people with osteoarthritis are put on them. Now, what you have to understand is we do not have a medication that can cure osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis happens when you damage a joint, and the joint just doesn't heal itself properly. We call it wear and tear arthritis, but the reality is it's a failure of the body to heal itself properly. It can be extremely painful. You can have swelling, you can have warmth, you can have pain. We use anti-inflammatory medications because we know inflammation is part of the pain process, and people can be on them for a fairly long period of time. So in this study, they wanted to show, can these anti-inflammatories, by dampening down the amount of inflammation in a joint, help the joint heal over time? And the answer is no. It doesn't help the healing process. In fact, there's a question about whether it may make it worse or not. It's tough because this study, they did MRIs and looked at them 4 years later. They didn't really control for the type of anti-inflammatory. The people going into who were on the anti-inflammatories had worse osteoarthritis. So that's what I'm saying. You have to take the study with a quote-unquote grain of salt. Having said that, it fits with what we know about the process. We know that anti-inflammatories deal with pain. They don't cure what's going on underneath. And so if you've been put on an anti-inflammatory because you have osteoarthritis or something like that, you take it as you should properly, but don't count on it to heal the underlying joint problem. You need to do physio or exercises or lose weight if it's putting too much stress on the joint. Those are really an important part of healing that joint. And sometimes you can't, and that's where we have joint replacements, right? We now have knee replacements and hip replacements, which have really evolved in terms of the surgery and their ability to get people back on their feet. But that's why we need them, because so far we don't have a way of healing the joint properly. And that would be a nice thing to find.
The knee bone's connected to the leg bone, right? Is that how
that's
that
what they tell me.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to look these things up all the time.
So tell me something. When would, you know, the two painkillers that most of us have dealt with in our lives are Tylenol and Advil.
Yeah.
So when do you take Tylenol? When do you take Advil?
It really depends upon what's going on. And in fact, all the studies, there's a group of scientists who actually review studies. It's called the Cochrane Group. And they actually did an analysis. And they found that combining the two, so taking acetaminophen, which goes under the trade name Tylenol and Adderall and others, along with an anti-inflammatory, in this case ibuprofen, which goes under the trade names Advil, Motrin, and others, you take the two of them together, and they actually work better than either one alone. So depending upon why you have your pain and your underlying health issues, if you have liver trouble, you shouldn't be on acetaminophen. If you have kidney problems or blood pressure problems or stomach problems, you may want to be careful about the amount of anti-inflammatory you use. But assuming you don't have those issues and you're allowed to take them, the two together work better than either one alone.
All right. I got you.
Yeah. So if you're having a lot of pain, you can actually take both.
I'm buying what you're selling. Thank you.
I try, you know.
Dr. Mitch Shulman.